I remember meeting Damari Evans. He may not remember. He was one of the first people that arrived at our Pittsburgh Youth Media Boot Camp. And I had a good feeling about Damari, that he was going to be a great reporter, and that he was. And as we got to know him a little bit better, we realized he's also a songwriter and guitarist. He's more than that, too. But we wanted him to come by and share some of his music with us. We'll chat with him a little bit after the first song. Here is Damari Evans.
I really messed up this time. I won't sell my soul. I am one with the world. I am very bold. I am going to be me. Me is not a wannabe. Know where you're going. All the love that I was showing, I don't really care. 'Cause after this, you will be aware. 'Cause after this, you will be aware.
Damari Evans at the Saturday Light Brigade. I liked that song a lot. What's the name of it?
The song is called You'll Be Aware. That song is actually the first song I ever wrote. I wrote it back in the beginning of my freshman year of high school.
So that's 4 years old, and it still sounds really true. I'm assuming it's probably grounded in truth.
Yeah, it is.
And has your relationship with that song changed over time?
A little bit, because, like I said, it was the first song I ever wrote. And over the past 4 years, my songwriting has developed. I learned more music theory. I learned how to write better songs. Like, this is still one of my favorite songs because of the meaning behind it. But it's not one of my favorite songs in terms of its musical capabilities.
Yeah, I like the melancholy sound of it, but you also, it is you, the person also sounds smart and reflective and very aware, but, you know, basically dealing with it. You know, I just like the song a lot. Sometimes a melancholy song can drag you down as well, but it doesn't do that as you listen to it. When did you start? Did you start playing guitar in your freshman year? Or
I started playing guitar about, I want to say, 6 or 7 years ago. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing. My mom just bought me a guitar for Christmas, and I just picked it up and tried to learn how to play. I never took any lessons. I'm completely self-taught. That's basically how I learned how to play guitar.
And what about singing?
I've always been singing. In my grade school, I always was one of the better singers, and I did musical theater, and I would always get a lead role. And then as I went into high school, my voice got deeper, and I had to kind of deal with the whole transition of going from like singing a tenor part to singing a baritone or bass part. So that's another thing that changed with this song. So my voice kind of changed, and I had to basically relearn how to sing. So that's basically how I got into singing. I do choir and musical theater at my school now, too.
Yeah, I never had to go through that too much. But when you end up with a deep voice, typically you do go through a voice change like that, and that has to be really frustrating. I went through some of it, but not quite as much. Tamari Evans is who you're hearing. He is 17, a student at Central Catholic High School. I forget what neighborhood you live in.
Penthouse.
And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in or any shout-outs? If not now, they may be hearing you when this is available online.
I just want to say thank you to my mom because she's the one who got me through all of this the past few years. She's always supported my music. Even though she doesn't want me to go into the music business, she's always been my biggest fan, my biggest supporter, and I just want to thank her so much for that.
Oh, that's terrific. Have you thought about a career in music?
No, I want to go into chemistry.
Ah, we can talk about that a little bit. That's something I always have had a lot of love for. Tamari Evans is here. What would you like to play next?
My next song is going to be called You Stole My Memory. It's a song that I released in 2016 on an album called Set Me Free.
We, by the way, have linked to Damari's SoundCloud page where you can listen to these songs also and find out more about his album.
On a day I wasn't expecting, my memory went missing. It's all because of you. If I'm dead, will I be remembered? If I'm lost, will I be found in the place I call home? This is not fun for me. You stole my memory. I just wish we could be together for eternity. It's driving me insane, 'cause all I feel is pain. Now that you stole my memory. For me. my memory. I just wish we could be together for eternity. It's driving me insane, 'cause all I feel is pain. Now that you've stole my memory, this is not fun for me. You stole my memory. I just wish we could be together for eternity. It's driving me insane, 'cause all I feel is pain. Now that you've stolen my memory,
that's Damari Evans at the Saturday Light Brigade. Another song I really liked. Tell me a bit about how you write songs.
My songwriting process is a very odd and strange process. It varies from song to song. Sometimes I'll come up with a guitar part first. Sometimes I'll come up with lyrics and notes and try and come up with a guitar part based on that. And a lot of my songs, they tell stories in a way, some true stories, some not so true stories, but they're to tell a story that gets you to feel something, whether it's happiness, sadness, anger, whatever. The point of my songs is to get you to kind of feel some type of emotion, and that's kind of why I make my songs into sort of a story.
That's what you said is very significant, in that you are thinking of your audience as you write. Not everybody does that. I think a lot of people, not everybody, but some people write more for themselves or to get it out. And if you appreciate my sharing this experience, great. But it sounds like you are actually thinking about what you would like the listener to walk away with or to feel.
Exactly.
That's a really important gift to be able to think like that. How do you think you develop that sensibility?
I don't know, because I've gone through a lot in my lifetime, from getting taunted by kids to losing friends for stupid reasons. So I kind of put that into the songs and make it in a way that A, tells a story, and B, is relatable to everybody.
Well, you do a great job. Damari Evans here with us. We should have time for at least two more, I think, given our timing. What would you like to play next?
The next song, it's a song that I haven't released yet, nor have I even recorded. It's called The Coming Days.
I'm honored that you'll play it this morning. Damari Evans.
Coming home to you, to love and see you, my darling. In the darkness, I am home again with someone I call my friend once again. These are the coming days. These are the coming days. I fall for you again. It's hard to pretend that I don't care. From the rooftops I will scream your name 'cause I'm not ashamed to love you. These are the coming days. These are the coming days. Again, again, I'm lost in your eyes. Again, again, I fall for your lies. I'm over it. My day is coming. When will you see when to believe in me? And I'm not coming back. Help me stay on track to forget you. I just wish that I could reverse time, because this is not fine when I'm with you. These are the coming days. These are the coming days.
Damari Evans here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're really a natural doing this. Have you ever busked or played out, on the street?
I did once. It was with a friend of mine. It was kind of, we were just walking around with our guitars and it just kind of happened. We didn't plan on doing that at all. It just happened.
It takes a lot of guts to do that. But you, some of the songs you're playing, to me, I can't exactly tell you why, but I think they would sound, I would love to walk down the street and like, oh, here's this guy playing. I think I'll listen. Have you played out much in other places, like at school or anywhere else?
About, I want to say 3 years ago, I was working with Neighborhood Learning Alliance, and they were having some celebration for Black History Month, and they asked me to perform, and I didn't perform any original songs because I didn't think any of the songs that I had written in, at that point were fitting for fifth graders and under, so I did a cover song, but that was my first live performance.
How'd you like it?
It was nerve-wracking because I was only 14.
It's not for everybody. I mean, the idea to me of playing a musical instrument and singing at the same time, I mean, I can noodle around on instruments. The idea of singing at the same time is something I find, I think it would be a challenge. It is a challenge as I do it. If you're just joining us, Damari Evans is here with us. He's 17. He's a student at Central Catholic. He is from Penn Hills. He's going to play one more song as part of our Youth Express segment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I really want to thank you for being here. You mentioned chemistry before. Do you know where you're going to college yet?
I'm looking at both Kent State and Pitt. Those are my top two choices. I got into Kent State, and I'm waiting to hear back from Pitt.
Excellent. Well, they're both great schools for chemistry. This is our last chance for this morning to talk on the radio. Is there anything else you might like to mention that I haven't asked you?
I just released an EP called The First Act about a month and a half ago, and I'm working on another EP, a follow-up EP called The Second Act that should be out by the end of 2017.
And is SoundCloud the best place to find it?
Yes.
Great. We've linked to that. Or just g- Google SoundCloud, Damari Evans, Pittsburgh. You'll probably find it, I guess. I don't know what the direct address is.
It's soundcloud.com/Damari-Evans-music.
Oh, that's easy enough. What's the song you're going to close up with?
It's a song that me and one of my best friends wrote, and it's called Silver Moon.
Thanks for being here once again, Damari Evans.
Thank you for having me. Just another night in the rainstorm, another night with you. It's not fair that I'm being torn. What do you want me to do? But I'm falling under the silver moon. Mercury, come and take me soon. All I do is sit in silence. I might as well be lifeless. I'm on Mars, and so far I can't tell the difference between the truth and the lies. The trains, bars, and cop cars are taking me away from you. The silver moon. I am your midnight harlot, and you my silver moon. Join me and start a riot, 'cause I will come soon. But I'm falling under the silver moon. Mercury, come and take me soon. All I do is sit in silence. I might as well be lifeless. I'm on Mars, and so far I can't tell the difference between the truth and the lies. The trains, bars, and cop cars are taking me away from you. Between lying darkness, I'm sitting in the space between you and her. Trying my best not to get hurt, but I think it's too late, 'cause nothing remains of me. But I'm falling under the silver moon. Mercury, come and take me soon. All I do is sit in silence. I might as well be lifeless. I'm on Mars, and so far I can't tell the difference between the truth and the lies. The trains, bars, and cop cars are taking me away from you. The silver moon. The silver moon.
Damari Evans, thanks for being here.